Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
Yeah. You are my forever.
Said we do. Do you remember it?
What she said I meant to you.
Do you remember it?
When I got out, I'm no Casanova.
Do you remember it?
Travel if I did a shop for Kimoya.
The King of Hooks himself, he's with us in the studio as we speak. Speedy's here, ladies and gents. Don't move.
O'Neal, Africa, and it's O'Neal, Africa. O'Neal, Africa, and it's O'Neal, Africa. O'Neal, Africa, and it's O'Neal, Africa. O'Neal, Africa, on Cliff Central, baby. Cliff Central, live with the music. In the jungle and be acting mad stupid. Games begin when it's from 2 to 4. There's mad music in the place, the baddest talent galore. And if you can't settle in, this ain't the place for you. We mess around and get the whole place turned. It's true. O'Neal, Africa, and it's O'Neal, Africa. O'Neal, Africa, and it's O'Neal, Africa. O'Neal, Africa, and it's O'Neal, Africa. Africa on Cliff Central, baby.
Oh,
brand new music from Speedy, and Speedy is here with us in the studio. In fact, we're honored to have Speedy in the studio because he's always in New York for some reason.
This guy.
When you check his gram, Speedy is just always in New York.
Oh, yeah?
Firstly, dude, welcome back.
Thank you.
What are you doing in New York?
You'll see. I'll announce it very soon.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll see.
What is it? Music? What is it?
You will see.
Okay.
Okay, music is part of it, but you'll
all right.
See.
Yeah, and we're seeing you
something bigger.
Taking pictures with the likes of Cisco, taking pictures with all kinds of celebrities.
Raheem Devon.
Are they going to be involved in the project?
Well, I can tell you a little bit about me and Raheem. Me and Raheem have a mixtape coming.
Okay.
He's working on his new album. I like that. He's working on his new album, and then we're going to do a mixtape called Bridging the Gap. We'll be released both in the US and here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're going to fuse a little bit of this Afrobeat and that R&B music that he does and some house music, because we're both vocalists. So
yeah,
we want to experiment with the whole bunch of sounds.
Mm-hmm. Nice. The new single.
Yeah.
I'm picking up a lot of, Afro, what we've come to know as Afro sound now.
For sure.
Yeah.
Afrobeat.
Tell me about that.
I mean, if you've noticed in the past, when I do music, I mean, I could do Land with Professor. That's a, what do you call that song? Is that House or Kwaito with Professor?
I have no idea.
I would do Ngwami with Uhuru. I would do a hip-hop track, Pop Bottles with Stone. I would do... As a vocalist, I think I have more advantage to do any type of sound that I want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, right now I'm feeling this Afrobeat, this Nigerian Afrobeat. Mm-hmm. And also spending time in the States. I'm in the clubs in New York and D.C. the music is big.
Yeah.
The Afrobeat is huge. And I don't hear any South African music. So I got bothered by that. So I felt,
yeah,
let me fuse a little bit of what I do and some of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing I hear is the house. I mean, I went to a Black Coffee show. He played in D.C. 3 weeks ago. I'm sure you saw my Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm in the booth. So, and it's just house music and that's it. We don't hear anything else from here. That's it.
So let's talk about this new sound that you're on.
Yeah.
Is this what we're going to find in the album?
I'll have a couple of house tracks, three house tracks.
Yeah.
But 80% of the album is definitely Afrobeat.
When is the album due out?
July, August, but the single drops on iTunes in 30 days.
Okay.
And I shoot the video on the 25th of May, and then 29th I go back to the stage.
Collabos, any African collabos?
I got this guy called Ben Paul from Tanzania. He's a very big artist.
Yes, you know, nice, yeah.
I got Ben Paul, and then I might have Wizkid on the remix for this one.
You've done work with Wizkid before.
Yeah, yeah. I did Ngwami with him, with Uhuru.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're talking.
And then, obviously, there was Forever, which featured...
Donald. And Uhuru.
Where is that going to be? Is that going to be in the upcoming project?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Forever has to be on this album.
Yeah.
Because it was a teaser when I put it out.
Yeah.
I didn't even shoot a video for it. So this time around, it's the eighth. It's like 8 tracks or 9 tracks on the EP. It's not a full album. It's just an EP.
Your headspace, where are you now musically? I mean, considering... there's just this new energy that we're picking up in the music industry. People are responding to music via sales or just general PR. People are going the extra mile to ensure that they get the music.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean CDs are CDs, they'll always be there, but I mean people are downloading now.
Yeah.
It's more about digital downloads.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm busy negotiating with the distributor in London to get my music out in the UK with the same guys that distribute for Wizkid and Davido, same company. I'm talking to them now for the UK, and then I'm doing something with somebody in the US for New York,
yeah,
and DC area, and then we'll see.
Are you back fully in the music? Are we going to be seeing you performing?
Hey man, I was never gone. I've been performing. You
okay.
Must understand, I have a catalog.
Mm.
I don't have to do an album every time. I have such a huge catalog. I've got hits from...
Certainly.
I've got hits from 96.
That's good.
I apologize. I've got songs from the group and my solo stuff and the other stuff I did with Professor and Uhuru. So I was never rushing to put out this music. I mean, with this project, I wasn't even recording.
Yeah.
But just traveling so much, I just felt, let me put out some new music. And plus, Chevrolet got my back, you know.
Let's talk about the content. I mean, when I listen to the new single here, the content in most... it sounds like you are addressing a situation or people.
It's not a big thing. I mean,
yeah,
the song that played before from the other guy, he said haters, he's saying pray for my haters.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's something like that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying in passing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, by the way, I see you.
What do you think of the industry, South African music industry in general?
I mean, it's growing. I like hip-hop. It's doing well. Hip-hop is doing good. So I'm very happy.
The award shows, which are usually very controversial.
I don't really care about these awards, honestly. I'm sorry, I don't care about these awards. I just make music to perform. An award doesn't mean anything to me. Really.
Okay. Is there anyone that you're
performing? As long as I'm performing my music and I'm out there, you come into my show. I just performed in DC on the 23rd and I sold out Club Bliss alongside Young Dolph, another rapper. So
yeah.
if I'm not going to worry about an award, that's an award for me, performing in the US and filled up a club. So that's okay.
Is there anyone you're feeling at the moment in the music business, particularly in South Africa?
Everybody. AKA Casper, KO, everybody. I like everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we going to be seeing any collabs with guys from here?
There's one with Professor. I'm in studio tonight with Professor. So
you seem to have quite a good relationship with Professor.
Hey man, whenever I do a song with him, you know, it's a good
look. Jump.
Yeah, definitely. So Professor, I'm anytime with him.
All right, we are hanging out with Speed. We just played his brand new single, and this is somebody who's done work with the likes of Uhuru, Wizkid, Donald. In fact, here's another song.
Hi.
Let me just remind you who we're talking about. Standby, we also have Chad the Don. On standby, it's going to get crazy in the studio. I can promise you this much. Don't move. On that hook, man, he's here with us in the studio. So production wise the new single, who did you say you worked with?
This 21 year old dude called Loazi, aka K-Wiz Beats. 21 years old, man. There's another song after this one called Money.
So is this the official single? Which new one? Single. No. In Pumelelo.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot the video then. After that, like literally 2 weeks later, I'll drop another one with the video again.
Okay. Is there a strategy in place for the entire project?
Two singles, three videos. And then okay. Drops in August.
All right. Speedy.
And then more videos.
Speedy, ladies and gentlemen, the man is back.
Yeah.
And you heard it here first. He's working on something with Raheem Devon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in comparison to what we're doing here as an industry, I mean, you're obviously exposed to this international market. You know, what are the lessons there?
Oh, man. It's, you need a team, man, over there. You need a team. You see how I'm doing my thing here on my own, independent and whatever. Because I feel like the brand is made, so it's fine. It's okay because the industry is smaller here. But over there, you need a team.
Yeah.
You need a team for the East Coast and the West Coast. You need somebody to represent you. Because you have to fly to LA 6 hours from New York by yourself to try and make moves. It's taxing physically. So you need a team. So, and you know, it's not easy getting in there, you know. But without putting out there, without explaining too much, you'll see what's about to happen. I got something.
Give us timelines. Timelines. What are we looking at?
For whatever I'm about to do?
Yeah.
pressure.
No pressure.
Right now, let's listen to the music. When the first video drops, I'll let you know.
All right, cool. Ladies and gentlemen, Speedy, thank you very much for coming through, sir.
Yes, sir.
Are you performing anywhere this weekend?
Nah, I'm just trying to mix this album and finish, man. I'm in the studio with Bruce Dope. We're trying to mix, and then I'm done.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Is Kalawa involved?
No, man. I'm Speedy Records. Not at all. I was never with Kalawa. I was just the features for them.
Okay.
People thought I was with them. I was never with them. I am with them with the group, though.
Yeah.
Not as a solo artist.
Okay. Is there even still a group?
I don't even know. You should ask them. You're asking the wrong person.
Okay.
You're asking the wrong person. But we're still cool.
Okay.
I hope there is. I would like for one to be. I mean, you know.
There's a story there. There's a story.
No, no, not at all.
There's a story there.
Not at all.
I know you just still do a lot of work.
Jassid was supposed to be on the single, but he asked me to take him off the song.
Why?
He didn't like the mix, so I took him off the song. Just like that.
He didn't like the mix?
Yeah, just, you know, it was like, I don't like the mix. It's cheesy, so, I took him off.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, Speedy, thank you very much for stopping
Appreciate
by, brother.
Yeah.
Are you going to come back and share more news
you
with
know
us?
You know, I live literally up the road.
Okay, yes.
Me and you stay in the same hood.
Yes, sir. This much I know.
So, I'll see you later, right?
All right, brother. All right. Cool. Are you buying?
I'm out.
No, are you buying?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we're coming back. Oh, I'm gonna get you.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Listening to O'Neill on Cliff Central.
Yeah, baby. Salary looking the fattest. They got a double advance. Killing the pussy is active. Usually not that romantic. Mutual people are average. I only drive automatic. Fucking that bitch and I'm dabbing. Fucking that bitch and I'm dabbing. On the carpet like a lad. Got to the top with no laugh. Sweetie just got me an end. Shout out to him for the bank. Trying to get this money fast. Shorty know she wanna smash. She heard I got another smash. I hit it, I hit it, smash. She call me on the phone, I don't answer. I made that pussy purr just like a panther. Money sitting on your ass, you got assets. You could cover by the bird, that's the panda. I lay the pipe bright, she seeing bright lights. Now that the hype's right, she singing to my mic. She doing a thing like, she doing a thing right. She do it for money, the vibe that she's sending, you know what it feel like. The homies getting paper on the low. She love the way I make my money grow. Your shorty's getting ready for the show. She fucking with my team, she know we own. Who panty vibe? Long time no look and see, who turned you cold? Who panty vibe? This is how I feel when you the dog. Who panty vibe? So tell your friends who's over.
classy. Yeah. She showed me her Monty. This girl really liked me. She told me I rock a little fancy. She told me to rock it. Hoppin' it, hoppin' it, hoppin'. But how could I stop it? I'm poppin' it, hoppin' it, hoppin'. The homies getting paper on the low. She love the way I make my money grow. Your shorty's getting ready for the show.
First of all, the whole country knows when Chad decides to launch, the whole country comes to a standstill. Everybody was talking about Chad's launch.
And Chad is better.
Yeah? Yeah? Yeah, I wasn't going to go there, but seeing as you took us there.
I just had to say it, sorry.
Let me just welcome Chad. In fact, you know what? Chad is a rapper. Why don't we welcome Chad in this manner? Let's see. Let me take him here.
The verse?
Yeah. Take the mic for a ride. Up and down, turn it upside down. I hope you like the sound. Hold it in my right hand. Don't go yo-yo like I'm some hype man. But check, you see, hey yeah, I'm here at Cliff Central. Up in my first track, I gotta tell you, I ain't white, I'm black, yo. I'm doing this thing for the first time. Now everybody knows this white boy can rhyme. Ever since I dropped Chad is better. Hot girls, man, there's been a few. I drove from Pretoria to Rivonia just to kill this interview. Yeah, freestyling, you know I do it for a living. Killing it, freestyling, that's how we live it. I'm just chilling, I'm just sipping on this mid limit. I could freestyle all day and just kill it. Yeah.
Chad, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, he's here with us in the studio. Listen, man, right now I feel like the A-waves, wherever I turn, everybody's talking about Chad.
Yeah, that's correct.
And it's all good things.
All good things, man.
All right. Now let's get the annoying questions out of the way.
Yeah.
Your relationship with Casper, were you not signed to Family Tree at some point?
I was not signed on paper to Casper. I was affiliated to Family Tree.
Okay.
People get that wrong. I just want to clear that up. There was no paper that Chad was signed to anybody.
Yeah.
You know, he labeled it that himself.
Okay.
And I don't regret anything he did for me.
Yeah.
I'm not saying taking anything away. Yo, we did what we did together. It was good while it lasted. That chapter's over of my life. I moved on. I'm doing me.
Did he do anything for you?
I learned a lot about the game.
Yeah.
And about how people you think that are there for you cannot be there for you. So I'm also happy. You know, I'm happy in a way that it happened to me. And
all right. Are you in a happy place now?
I'm the happiest I've ever been, man. I got my own label. I dropped my album. Debut number one on iTunes.
Nice.
The copies are just going, you know what I mean? People are, it's on demand, man. People love Chad and I love the people and we just want to give good music, that's all.
Let's just take you back to your relationship with hip hop.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first day you fell in love with hip hop?
Yeah, I remember it like it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
My sister, I was 8 years old and my sister played a lot of hip hop music.
Yeah.
She was into like that old school hip hop. And ever since that day, I just listened to it and she would give me homework. She was like, you need to learn the lyrics. Tomorrow when I play the song, I want you to know it off by heart.
Mm.
And every day that was my goal, to go and learn a song, know the lyrics. And today I hear a song once and I get the lyrics. It's crazy. Yeah, so fell in hip hop from 8 years old. Back in the day when my dad held us hostage, I come from a very bad background, beat my mom up every day of my life, so all I had was the mirror to look at and rap and say one day this will all end for me, and it did, so yeah.
Wow. So do you remember any specific album that you listened to? And
Eminem was obviously the first. Get Rich or Die Trying was 50 Cent, which also played a huge, that was like when I was like, wow, this is what, this is like, this is amazing, like, yeah. I want to be a rapper. And then I went on to play soccer, which I was doing, played South African soccer, won the World Cup under 14, left the music for a while, although I was still rapping every day when I went to soccer.
Yeah.
And then I left that, went to golf, was playing pro golf, left golf, and then, yeah, eventually I made a decision to commit and give my life to hip-hop, which I know is where I should be and what I've always wanted to do. But I grew up listening to lyrical rappers like Royce the 5'9", 50 yeah. Cent, Eminem, Slaughterhouse, you know,
yeah.
Nas, all of those guys. So yeah,
is that for you, is that what hip hop should be for you?
I think it should always stick to its roots.
Yeah,
but I don't feel that you can't take it somewhere else, because everybody's different, everybody can do hip hop
yeah.
in their own way. I just feel we should never forget where it comes from, and we should always hold the bar up high. That's all.
We're hanging out with Chad. Let's just take something else from Chad. Ourselves in doing groundbreaking stuff, and one of the things that we are trying to do today, we've got a guest here in the studio. She's quite elderly, and she's just jumped on the keys right now. She's gonna play something for us. Tanya, I can't believe you didn't tell me she plays.
Of course.
Okay. Oh, wow. How old is she? Okay,
she but
knows.
She's quite old. She's
yeah,
quite
but she's 30. She's 30 something, isn't she? Oh, wow. No rehearsal. No, this I have to film. Yes. That was amazing. Just
something called Kazarina.
What was it called?
Kazarina. It's a Russian piece of music, a melody. It's a Russian thing.
When did you learn how to do that?
I actually did music for matric at school, and I did all the exams in classics.
Yeah.
So when it came to playing syncopation, I could pick it up by ear very easily.
Now, do you remember the first piece you played ever?
Yes.
Are you able
I
to play it for
us? I played for an Stetford. I was 7 years old, and I got a gold medal.
Are you able to play it for us?
No, I can't.
You can't remember, can you?
No,
now, what is your favorite piece, though, to play, apart from what you've already
played
for us?
Well, I play jazz. I can play, pick up anything, you know.
Okay,
I,
please just one
but
more.
But it has to be not the modern music.
It's no, be, certainly. You know? We're happy, wherever you're comfortable. Just one more thing, if you could just do that for us, please.
I'm trying to think. Okay.
Okay, we're just going to grab the headphones so that she's able to listen to herself. I'm going to post this video on social media. Then you'll see what we're talking about. This is magic, what's happening in the studio right now. Chet the Don is still here with us. We're going to get back into our interview in just a little while. This is history, ladies and gentlemen. All right. That's fine, that's fine. Take your time, take your time, take your time, take your time. Find yourself. And ladies and gentlemen, we're coming back with Chad.
Ladies love, only love. Yeah, baby. Okay.
How do I deal with myself when I know that this loneliness brings me depression? I'm trying to ease all the tension. Hey, and I'm trying to live in a mansion. I've been through so many things and I know that there's so much I can't even mention.
Tell mom it won't be long. Soon your son gon' be gone. Tell mom it won't be long. Soon your son gon' be gone.
What can I say? I'm stuck in the past with nowhere to go. What can I say? I'm stuck in the past with nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go.
Nobody's home.
Nobody.
I feel like there's some shit about me you probably don't know. Okay, here it goes. When I'm on my own, I sit and I think about dough. We never had it before. And mom built a home on her own. Mom had a flush on the chrome. Cause daddy was sniffing us bro. Remember when mom used to choke? Cause dad had his hand on the dope. And like she was hiding the safe. If I was you, I'd do the same. Anything to get away from all of this mess and this pain. You jumped on a plane and you came. Said it will all be okay. I would've stayed on that plane. Cause I saw you witness the strain. But now I'm thinking about it and we're here today. I hope that he's sober now. I wouldn't wanna see my daddy in the grave. Tell mom it won't be long. Soon your son gon' be gone. Tell mom it won't be long. Soon your son gon' be gone.
What can I say? I'm stuck in the past with nowhere to go.
What a beautiful album, man. What a beautiful album you've put together. Who's in production on this song?
Thank you so much, first of all. This is, the production is done by Bonafide Billy, guy I signed to my label.
Yeah, man,
just found him in a room in Midrand. Somebody, Soko, actually, Brian Soko, told me that he's got mad talent, and I went to go see him. And the first time I just heard his stuff, he actually gave me Chad his better as well. And just, it was meant to be, man.
Like, nice one.
He's super talented. Shout out Bonafide Billy.
Listen, if you ever doubted how passionate this man is about what he's doing, this man has got a cold, and he still made it here. Which brings me to my next point. Duncan, can we talk? Come through here. I want to talk to Duncan as well. This is my producer. There was another guest who was supposed to have been here. So what I usually do is my producers are responsible for ensuring that you guys get here. So if they don't...
I
think I should be able to talk to them to find out what happened. What happened to Double HP?
We
know what happened to him, but what really happened to him this time?
We all know that. Well, this is what happened. 2 hours ago, Double HP said that he'd like to jump onto the show today.
Yeah, they proposed themselves.
They proposed
right?
this because there's an event, a charity event that they're doing tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I was like, cool. And then I asked O'Neill. He said, yeah, they can come in at office too. And then 40 minutes before this show started, I got a call from his management saying that he's got rehearsals to go to, and we should cancel and probably have him in next week.
Yeah, okay, we're not gonna go any further. Thank you, Duncan, for that explanation. But that's this is just what happens here. This is what happens. They proposed, we didn't propose, they proposed, and then last minute they canceled on us. But I'll tell you what, we move on with some of the best in the business. Now, your fans, by the way, are going crazy on my timeline right now. They're loving what you're doing. You spoke in passing about how the album is. How is the album doing?
The album's doing amazing, man. Yeah. Like, you know, I got a call from Musica saying that, like, my album's on high demand. And all over the country, people are asking for it.
Did you expect this?
I did, because my God is a big God. And the God I serve... He's amazing. He can do anything for you. And if you just believe and have faith and you listen to him and you follow his purpose for your life, you'll go very far.
How much of what you went through growing up has made you the man you are today?
It's everything to me. I got to watch out for my mom's. I got to be the man in her life.
Yeah.
I got to be the man in my sister's life. I got to protect them. And I got to definitely not disappoint them like my dad did, so... That's all I try and achieve.
That's something that keeps coming up when you're talking about how your how abusive your father was.
Yeah.
How do you ensure that growing up in such an environment, you turn out to be quite the opposite of what your father was? How do you manage that balance?
You know, I give people this example, right? There was a story about a boy, two boys, and one went on to become very successful, and one became nothing. And their dad was a drug user, alcoholic, beat the mom up. And they sat down with an interview with the two boys, and they said, "Yo, man, you're successful." They said to the one, and they said, "Why?" And he said, "Because of my dad." And they went to the other one, and they said, "You turned to drugs and alcohol. Why?" And he said, "My dad." So yeah, that just answers the question. Yeah. I think it comes from inside, and the things I saw, I know that is not right, and there's a lot of people out there going through a lot right now. And wherever you are, I want to tell you, you're not alone, man. Like, you might feel like you are, but I promise you, God sees everything, and God is with you, and He's going to protect you, and He's going to take you to the highest heights. He's going to help you live your dream, and nobody can ever stop that. No force of evil, no hand can stop what God's put upon your life.
Where's your father right now?
Apparently, he's in Durban.
Okay.
Yeah.
When was the last time you spoke to your father?
Months ago. Months ago, man, he hollered at me for a second, but I'm not ready to talk right now, okay. You know? I don't want to... Look, it's not the Christian thing to do. You forgive, yeah. But I've been through a lot, and I don't feel like, you know, he deserves my time right now. I've got to preach my message to kids out there, yeah. And change the world. And wherever he is, he knows I love him, because I wouldn't have a story if it wasn't for him. But as far as what matters to me is my mother and my sister.
Is he aware of the gravity of his behavior?
I think so. Like I said, I'm not in contact with him, so I wouldn't know. But the first time he went to prison was like a sentence for 20 years, and we released him out. We forgave him, and because he beat my mom to pulp, held me hostage, took an overdose of cocaine. We lost our house, you know, all because of him. And by God, we kept everything, and my mom built a successful company. But he did it again to her, and he cheated on her after after we let him out of jail and forgave him. So that was the second time, and that's when I was like, nah, this time I can't just, you know, accept anything, because if your own blood can do that to you, you know what I mean?
But how's the rest of the family handling the situation? Just the effects of what he's done.
It's like I tell people, it's like, for the rest of your life, you'll always have that, you know, those scars.
Yeah.
But God has managed to heal them and work through them. And you know, we are family that believes. So every Sunday we go to church, we listen to God's word, and we just apply that in our life. And we're all about love. That's love will change the world. And love will do everything. Just never forget who you are. Be humble. And God will take you to victory, man. Yeah. My story is powerful, and I know why it happened to me. It's for this reason, so that I can change other kids' lives.
Has your mom, how is she handling everything?
She's the strongest woman I know, man. She's like, she taught me to be this way, you know, and to fight in life. And if you want something, you have to get up and go and get it. And I give her all the credit, because I don't know many mothers who would just support their kid if he says he wants to rap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now she turns up with me to every rap song. I could play her The Game, I could play her 50 Cent, and she knows the lyrics. It's crazy. So my mom's a strong woman. Like, look, of course it's going to always hurt you. Like I said, there's going to be scars. But she deserves the best, man. And God's got a perfect plan for her life. And she's great. We're great. My family is still together. My sister's my angel. You know, she protected me through everything. So, yeah, man, we're a cool family.
Listen, before we let Chet go, I'm going to try and attempt one more verse.
Okay.
With him. You can tell he's struggling, but when we come back, we'll try that out before we let Chet go. Don't move.
Ladies love, oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
Central, double O-C, double O-C. You're listening to Neil on Cliff Central.
Alright, you wanna try this?
Alright, let me do something and then you can play according to that. How's that? Let me do a freestyle.
Okay, alright, cool. So that's even better.
Alright, let me do this.
Alright, yeah, so this is how we're gonna do it. He's gonna do something and Junior is just gonna follow him, right? Okay. Junior?
Alright, man.
Alright.
Alright, let's try this out. Ah, people picker, I'm no quitter. Now your fans mind trying to find me on Twitter. Free flow spitter, we don't let it. BXE told me get him, now look him and go get him. DCM on the sweater, looking dope, no dealer. Little homie pipe down, you're dealing with something iller. Dealing with no beginners, you're dealing with only winners. This is how we do it daily, you know we handle the business like rah. Tell him that's how it goes. We serve him body blows. Tell him they shorty chose. It's best that they lay it low. No allowing those. All I know is that I'm the dopest. Yo, rip a beat like my cut denim. Tee it up, make a sweat like my Med Lemon. Yeah, what else could I say? I'm the greatest. It's Chad the Don, and I'ma make it to your favorite hits. Yeah.
All right, that's Chad, ladies and gentlemen. Don't move.
So sick that I'm sick.
Two, three, let's go.
You listen to a mellow Central. Radio has never been better.
Radio has never been
better. A mellow Central.
It's City's number one DJ. It's invading your eardrums.
O'Neill.
With the hottest exclusive.
O'Neill.
Worldwide.
All right, so we are wrapping up with Chad the Don. Yo, what a sobering conversation we just had. And so in terms of the album, how much of what you just shared with us have you captured with the album?
Everything. Like, I put my whole life into this album, and that's why it's so special to me. It took 3 years to make, 4 years to make, the Book of Chad. And yeah, it's just a story about a boy grows up in a tough environment. He has a choice to go down the wrong path and follow darkness or see the light.
Yeah.
And he chose to see the light and just put his story into music. And that's all I did, man.
Thank you very much for sharing yourself with us. It's an art. First of all, it's an art in itself to be able to articulate yourself through pain
in
the manner in which you do.
Yeah.
And not everybody is able to make it sound as easy as you do. That's a gift on its own. And then you have a story as well that you're willing to share with the world, especially given how insensitive the general public at times can be towards artists.
Yes,
you know, especially with the advent of social media.
Of course.
You know, I think what you're doing is so brave, and big up for that.
Thank you. Like I said, you know what, I feel like if you've got a dream, this is what people miss, man. They think because you a believer or you're a Christian, you have to be soft, you know. But God says that this world is a battlefield, and you got to go out into the battlefield and you got to fight. And you're going to lose some, you're going to get hurt in some, but it's all part of growing. It's all part of, you know, and that's all I'm doing, man. I've taken my blows. I've showed and I've stood the test of the time. Like, what else can they tell me? Every song I drop, I give you a hit. You understand what I mean? I give you a story. I don't think there's another artist that can give you a story like this.
Yeah.
I talk about robbing a bank on there. No artist in South Africa has done anything like this album. And I say that with respect to every artist out there. Not arrogant, just positive, just confident that I gave this album my best. And it's a story that's going to change many lives, man.
Thank you very much, Chad. Junior?
Yo, bro.
Big up yourself, man.
Thank you, Junior.
Cool.
Thanks, man.
And a big thanks to all my guests that made it through to the studio today. And of course, even HP, once again, let me apologize on behalf of my whole team. We had promised that he will join us, but it looks like he will not be able to do so. So we'll communicate any further details regarding his availability and if he can join us at some point in the near future. Everything you heard here today on the show will be available as a podcast. That's 30 minutes on the other side of 4 p.m. You can download it and listen to everything that happened here as and when you feel like it. Otherwise, I'll catch you guys on social media. I'm also playing tomorrow at Level 3. That's in Cramerville. Gin Fusion. That's what's happening. out of here, man. Playing out with a brand new one from Sky. It's called All About You. Thank you for hanging. And a big shout out going out to my team.
Cliff Central. The revolution. I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.